Your group consists of, you say, doctors, lawyers, and so forth?
Yeah, so we are a group of Americans, individuals, who are come together really in a de facto manner. We have one thing in common, and as you mentioned, there are many of us professionally. We have construction contractors, dancers, everyone. Over many generations, it's been very admissible, and it has been acceptable to make jokes at the expense of people who are overweight. Now, we know that these jokes are being told. We know that people make cruel jokes about our weight, and it's nothing that it comes as a complete surprise. If we leave the room, people are talking about our weight, and especially women are very subjected to this kind of cruelty. We are concerned because there are a number of psychologists and psychiatrists who tell us that the emotional strain is that we are battling over the being humiliated with these jokes can become critical.
And all right, now, a lot of these jokes are being made behind your back. You're overweight. Do you call yourself fat?
I am a person who is of larger body type. I would be considered fat. I am 5'11". I weigh 310 pounds, 311 pounds, somewhere in there. And I am very aware that people are telling these jokes about myself and others like me. We still know they're being told, and I would bet that sometime today, as nice a man as you are and as well-meaning as you are, Phil, you probably engaged in some kind of a joke.
Well, possibly, but I'm not trying to be cruel.
Well, you may not intend it, but you and most Americans are so used to telling these jokes about overweight people that they take their toll on millions of overweight people worldwide. And it doesn't matter if they're being told behind our backs or to our faces. We know that they're being told.
All right, what do you mean when you say, and I, as we talk about all of this, I am very mindful of the fact of the events in London today. But what do you mean when you say that all of these jokes at the expense of fat people are becoming critical?
We are informed by a great many psychologists and psychiatrists that people, overweight people, but any person, can only take so much abuse. And then people become agitated. Overweight people are no different. I think the assumption that fat people are supposed to just take it and laugh it off is certainly not realistic given the components that you're playing with.
You came on the program tonight. The reason why I ask you is you said something about July the 17th.
We feel July 17th is the date.
Of what?
Given the information that we have from health professionals and from people that counsel overweight people, there is a lot of talk in some of the chat rooms and on the message boards, on the Internet and so forth, that because it is the height of summer and people are in bathing suits, people are enjoying the outdoors, overweight people become... they reach a point where the culture has become completely abusive.
But what is significant about the date of July?
Well, Phil,
of July 17th, because when you said that it's these jokes that fat people have been listening to at their expense, it becomes critical on July 17th.
We are afraid that there could be some backlash.
In what way?
Well, it's hard. I mean, you when you have a community of people who have been taking about as much abuse as they can stand, it's difficult to say in what form it's going to take. But, and you're right, Phil, what happened in London today, I don't want to talk about it either.
Well, you're not saying there's a terrorist.
No, I am certainly not. I'm saying, though, that July 17th seems to be the day that healthcare professionals have told us is the most likely day that if there is going to be some emotional or real backlash from overweight, fat people who've been taking abuse from these jokes, that's the day. And we're trying to let people know.
All right, I'm going to give our number out here, Mr. Schwinn. We're talking with Roland Schwinn, who's an attorney and also works with a number of groups around the country of people who are overweight, have issues regarding their weight. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're overweight yourself. The reason why I mentioned London, and you brought up London, it was the horror of what happened there today. We're not talking about anything like that, are we?
Well, I hope that we're not. I mean, no, I don't think so. If you're talking about...
Well, what? Be specific. We're not talking about a terrorist thing.
No, we're not talking about anything like that, no. Overweight people are like anybody else. We have a threshold. And when you make joke after joke after joke about fat people, there comes a time when events have a confluence. In other words, things begin to together until you can't avoid certain events. I am afraid that July 17th, there might be an event of some kind. And I know I'm being vague. I don't want to go into it any more than that. I just want to say that it's the date that we've best been able to pinpoint where if you were to be accosted because you're making these jokes, I know that on your program, Phil, you've made a lot of fat jokes, and I know that you didn't intend to be abusive to overweight people, but you've made them nonetheless. And we're advising people that if they're the kinds of individuals who do this, that July 17th is a date to circle on their calendar.
Now, yeah, but you're not telling me what we're talking about here.
I'm giving you a date.
You're saying, okay, here's a date that healthcare professionals, who people deal with overweight, say that this is a day of critical mass in terms of their emotions?
Yes.
In other words, they have taken so much abuse from people telling jokes about them being fat that on July 17th, because it's the middle of summer...
Because it's the middle of summer, because it's in the middle of the time of the year that is celebrated by our culture... In terms of physical beauty is celebrated at the height of summer. I don't think there's any other season when physical beauty is more celebrated. And the overweight person is subjected to image after image, bombarding them with these images. And now you have the middle of the summer. And I'm asking people to be mindful of what they've done.
You mean in telling jokes?
In telling jokes, in being verbally abusive to overweight people, that if something happens, remember what you did. Remember the joke that you told. Remember the unkind comment that you made.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Rich on the Phil Hendry Show with Roland Schwinn. Go ahead, Rich.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
You know, I don't agree with making fun of overweight people, naturally, but one of the beefs that I have about overweight people is that the majority of them do not have a medical problem. They just choose to eat and eat and eat and eat. And
the idea that you can just indiscriminately make your comment to a perfect stranger.
Well,
or tell jokes behind their back.
Well, no, I don't tell jokes, but what I'm trying to say is that I think...
Sooner or later, there's going to have to be some payback for that.
Overweight people need to take a look at themselves and have a little self-pride, and most of them don't. And this business about glandular... But yes, that is a problem, but it's a small percentage. I've seen overweight people. I've seen them in food stores. I've seen them in restaurants. I've seen, you know, with their carts filled with nothing but fattening food.
Well, but you see, all of these things we've been lectured about before.
Right.
And we're going to go about our business the way we go about our business. The time has now come for other people to be mindful that their abuse is no longer going to be taken.
Now, what do you mean by the 17th?
July 17th is a date that was given to us by a variety of psychologists and people who work in the healthcare field, especially in the psychology field with regard to people who are overweight, individuals who deal with an obesity problem. The height of summer is the height of a season where physical beauty, where physical appeal and appearance is most celebrated.
Yeah.
July 17th is a date that we are looking at.
Mm-hmm. Now,
among overweight people who are getting agitated, there's a little bit of neurosis, and there could be some acting out.
Well, what do you mean?
Random
violence?
I don't know. And if I would be reluctant to say what, because I wouldn't want to be wrong.
Are you talking about just a fat person coming up and being violent towards someone?
It can take many forms.
We were talking about... I don't want to bring up London, because...
It's not going to be London. I hope it's not. I'm certainly not anticipating something like that.
Well, are you saying some kind of a terrorist event?
No, I'm not saying that. This is more one-on-one.
Well, I think the whole thing is ridiculous.
I've never heard of such nonsense in all my life. It might sound ridiculous, but understand that what it is you've created with your jokes.
Well, no, wait,
what's the old saying? You know, you buy the farm, you got to, you know.
Well, wait a minute now.
Farm.
wait a minute, I think that you're going overboard with this joke business. Not everybody, including myself, I don't make jokes about heavyset people.
You've never made a joke behind a fat person's back.
Not really, not that I can remember.
This is what happened.
So. I really feel sorry for most of them because there's something you can do about it. Now, let me ask
you
something.
The problem is that it's beyond that now because most of us are getting medical advice. Now it's simply a matter of the abuse we've taken. Finally, there could be some. All I'm saying is circle that on you. Do you have a calendar?
Yeah.
I would circle that date.
Circle the date for what, man? Am I not allowed to go outside my house? Am I?
I'm saying, Mr. You especially, Mr. Henry, a radio program.
Well, if you're making a personal threat.
No, sir. No, please. Listen. This is more of a sociological phenomenon that I'm talking about. I'm not making a personal threat. I'm saying that it's most likely July 17th that overweight people are going to finally look for some payback from a lot of these big mouths that have been making donut jokes. That's all I'm saying.
All right, thank you very much, Rich. I gotta take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Roland Schwinn is with a group of professionals who are overweight. Mr. Schwinn himself said that he is, I think he said 6 foot, Bud?
5'11".
5'11", 310 pounds. He says that people, overweight people, have been taking abuse for so long, jokes, comments, that it's reaching critical mass, that they're not going to put up with it anymore. A lot of them are getting neurotic. Some may begin to act out. It could all culminate on this date of July 17th. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. A group of Americans who are trying to keep this abuse that you call verbal abuse being heaped on overweight people from getting out of control. And you say that it's gotten so bad, they're just getting angry. Is that what I'm hearing here?
Well, the abuse has continued after generation and generation. It's all right to make jokes about overweight people. It's all right to make your donut jokes. It's all right to make your thighs rubbing together jokes. And he doesn't have a bathroom scale. He has a Richter scale. And isn't all of this is supposedly very funny. Phil, in 1965, the African-American people of Los Angeles had finally had enough with their treatment at the hands of the police. I think you remember what happened. You were a young man then.
There was a riot.
Yes. I'm not saying that...
See, that's what you're doing. You're threatening violence.
No, I am not saying. I'm saying an event. It can be any kind of an event. But an event is likely to occur, if at all, on July 17th among overweight people who are sick and tired of this abuse.
All right, let me go to Nicole. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Nicole, with Roland Schwinn. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing? Good. I'm sorry, I didn't actually catch that guy's name. What's his name?
My name is Roland.
Roland, hi, how are you doing?
How are you? I'm very good. Thank you.
Mr. Roland, I have to say, I'm a little confused as to what you mean by, you know, making some kind of protest on July 17th. I don't really understand what you're threatening. I mean, I know...
Well, I'm not threatening anything. I'm trying to, if anything, I'm trying to warn or I'm trying to say that open your eyes to what has happened. And if something is likely to be in response to what has happened, it's likely to happen on or around that date.
But Roland, I mean, people, like, you're not the only, like, fat people aren't the only people who are made fun of in society. Everybody is, right?
No, not everybody is. Fat people have been singled out for particular harsh abuse. And I'm just telling you, if you're asking me what the logic is, I will tell you that everybody has their threshold of abuse until they finally lash out in, yes, sometimes violent ways.
What are you going to do exactly? What are you going to do? What is this lashing out entail?
And the accent that I'm detecting, is Irish. Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm Irish, yeah.
Now, in your country, you took just about as much as you could stand before you started tossing bombs into pubs, didn't you? Of course.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute. Are you saying...
Hang on. That is a total misunderstanding.
No, it is not. The Irish people...
That is an isolated incident.
You know as well as I do that the Irish people invented urban terrorism. And what we're trying to do is...
Wait, whoa, dude.
Excuse me, we did not invent urban terrorism. And if that's what you think, dude, then clearly
Ma'am, I've got a history. I can show you history books.
Excuse me?
Hold on for a minute. You're both talking over each other. What?
I can show the lady history books.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can show the lady history books. The liberation of Ireland in the early part of the century.
Liberation of Ireland.
From the English. And the reason why she's having a problem with me is she thinks because I'm fat, I represent something English. You know, isn't that true?
Hang on, hang on. excuse me, can I just interject there? You think, because I think that you're fat, that you represent something English.
Well,
am I right? Am I correct?
Are the British not...
You think the British historically are fat people?
I think the British historically are selfish, gluttonous people. And
okay,
I think the Irish people...
You think that you represent... Britishness to me.
Mr. Henry, are you doing the interview? Is she interviewing me?
If that is what you think, then you are so far wrong. I can't even begin to describe.
Are you going to let her interview me? She's not even an American.
I don't think Americans are fat. I think you're fat, and I think you have a problem with being fat, and you should do something about it.
You know something? I do have a problem, and here's my problem with being fat.
Random violence on July 17th.
Ma'am, I am not going to do any random violence on July 17th. What I do have a problem with, though, is some Mick coming over here. And
watch the Mick stuff, okay?
Mick, do you think I'm a Mick? I think you've totally discredited yourself.
Excuse me, ma'am, but you're
coming
from
another country. Calling myself a Mick.
Are you not?
It's like me coming along and calling you an obese fat person, which I haven't done.
Madam,
I would never judge somebody on the side.
Hold on for a minute. I think you deserve
nationality.
Hey, Nicole, hold on. It's Phil. Apologize to the lady, please.
All right, I do apologize, but she made me angry from this standpoint. This is a person who is telling me what I'm trying to tell her what
Roland,
the sociological reality is.
Hold on, Nicole.
Sorry,
hold on, Nicole. Hold on,
in?
Nicole. Hold on. Hold on.
In?
Yeah, but hold on. Let him finish.
Okay. What is sociologically possible on July 17th? I don't want to begin to think about. And if she's still hanging around and she told fat jokes, Katie, bar the door.
See, that's a threat, man.
Okay. Can I say something? Now? Can I actually?
Go ahead, Nicole. Go ahead.
Okay. Can I just say I did not at any stage call you fat. I did not at any stage call you British. I did not at any stage make a fat joke. The fact that your mom on the radio called me a Mick, told me that Irish people invented urban terrorism, that we threw bombs to British, that I think you're British because you're overweight, has completely discredited you and everything you have to
say. Let me ask you a question.
And that's all I have to say to you, Roland, to be honest.
Do you drink? Are you shanty or are you lace curtain?
What does that mean, is she shanty or lace curtain?
Is she rich or poor?
Well, what does that mean, shanty or lace curtain?
I've never heard that before in my life. Shanty or lace curtain? What the hell does that mean?
Well, a shanty, Mick, is
not with the Mick stuff, man. I don't want to hear that anymore.
I'm sorry.
I think you're actually a racist, Roland. You sound like a total racist to me.
Racist? Wait a minute. Are you white?
A Mick on the radio.
That's not a race. That's a nationality. Oh, man.
Did I call you a Yank? Did I? No, I didn't.
I don't mind being called a Yank. Did you ask me, do I Yank?
Well,
then I'm going to be...
I don't mind being called a Mick, to be honest.
All right, look.
I don't...
Mick is a very offensive thing. Let's not call people these names, okay? Come on, man. The lady is visiting Florida. My understanding is you're in Florida, Nicole, on vacation, right?
Yeah, I'm on vacation. My parents actually moved over here.
She's enjoying our country, having a nice time down in Florida, okay?
Well, can I actually tell you something?
In Florida in July? Nice move.
I actually happen to be an American citizen. I am an American citizen. I was born over here. I happen to grow up in Ireland. So where you get off calling me a Mick, I don't know.
Well, look. July 17th, all bets are off.
Whatever that means.
What are you going to do?
Ma'am, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just saying all the fat jokes that you've told down through the years at the expense of
Roland, I think you just come on the radio to get a bit of attention for yourself. And, you know, fair enough.
And why did you come on the radio? And why did you come on the radio?
I came on the radio because I thought you were making idle
sense. No, ma'am, you came on the radio because you wanted everyone to hear your lilting little Irish voice and think that
you're a leprechaun.
I came on the radio
because, you know what, in light of all the bombs, morning in London.
Right.
You come on the radio saying that fat people are going to have a revolt on July 17th. It's quite laughable, to be honest.
Absolutely, absolutely. Nicole, thank you so much for your call.
I did not want to talk about that, Mr. Henry. You continue to make a
signal. All right, I'm back on the air. I want to... You're listening to the Phil Henry Show. Roland Schwinn is with me. Mr. Schwinn represents overweight Americans who he says are tired of the overweight jokes, the fat jokes, the thighs rubbing together. If you're wearing corduroy pants, you'd start a fire, all this stuff. And on July the 17th, you are saying there's going to be an event. You say it's not terrorist. It might not even be violent. But you're saying you don't know what it's going to be. And you have plane tickets to leave town that day, don't you?
I had a private... Mr. Henry, I really resent that you are making it appear as if I'm trying to flee some event. I had a prior engagement, a speaking engagement, on that day.
Yeah, out of the country?
It's in Toronto, Canada. Yes, sir.
July 17th, the day that you say that overweight people could become neurotic to the point of some acting out, some physical violence.
I didn't say... I'm giving an address, in fact, Phil, to a group of students in Toronto, Canada. I want to read this to you, and it's not going to take long. These are the notes that I made. And I wanted to say what was in my heart about being an overweight American. And the speech that I'm going to give has to do with the fact that we are all Americans, and we were given a note. We were given a check. It was a promise that all men would be guaranteed the inalienable rights of life. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens who are overweight are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the individual who was overweight a bad check, which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. So we have come to cash this check, a check that will give us, upon demand, the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We've also come to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. So that's just something that I wanted to say.
Well, you're out of town on July 17th when you say, quote, people may get physically confronted by fat people. 1-800-449-8686. Joshua, go ahead.
Yeah, what I don't understand about all this is that in classical prejudice situations, it's for people that can't help. They were born that way. In other words, if someone is African-American, they were born that way. If they're Jewish, they were born that way.
If they're American, they're born what way?
If somebody is black...
If someone's Jewish,
a black person.
Jewish religion...
If somebody is Jewish... They're born Jewish.
No, you're not born Jewish. You're born
American.
Jewish is a religion.
Sir, my point.
Jewish
what
is a religion.
What I don't understand is this.
Well, you don't understand
the
what being Jewish
of
is.
Overweight
religion.
People,
would you come on and let the guy finish?
The majority of overweight people are overweight because they choose to be. I'm sure there's
That's
a small
true.
Percentage of people that have glandular problems and things like this.
We all do.
The majority of people cannot stop eating.
No.
So it's not that they're born that way. And
well,
they
were born that
help
way.
It. It's
yes.
that they choose to be that way.
Mr. Henry, this gentleman is speaking things that he doesn't have any information about.
You're wrong,
First
sir.
All,
I happen to have been overweight. I went to the gym. I dieted. I got in perfect shape. I've imagined you could do the same
so
thing
So in other
if
words,
you lazy.
What you're telling me is you were a slave to these skinny people who forced you to do their bidding.
What I'm telling you is I
See,
didn't like the fact
that.
I couldn't jog around the block two times.
So what do you want to jog around the block for? Why
it?
Do you want to jog around the block?
Because I don't want to be fat.
Because
and I don't think most
because
fat
of
people
the jokes.
Want to be fat, and I can't imagine
because
any fat person is happy because you're... Are you telling me you're happy because you're fat?
No, but I am telling you this. People that make jokes at my expense are going to be unhappy on July
17th. You keep saying people that make jokes, unhappy on July 17th.
That's right.
I understand that Phil Henry's a real talk show host. I understand this is a real talk show. I find it's hard to believe that you're for real in any way, shape, or form.
Well,
okay?
I find it hard that
I
you're
really
for real,
do.
That you think
if
you lost weight.
If fat people are so miserable about having people think they're fat... Then why don't they take some proactive, responsible steps in their life
but,
to not
will
be
I be able
anymore?
To? This gentleman knows nothing of what he's
oh,
talking
yeah,
about.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Took
you
some
know
diet
everything.
Pills, big deal.
You know something?
You know
you
the answer to your question is this, sir. I want to make a statement. First
I'm
of all,
sure
you are. First of all, you're misinformed. We are born fat. My needing to eat is something I was born with.
Yeah, you needing
Jesus.
To eat to keep
words,
you alive.
You didn't.
You, needing
you weren't
to
born
eat
with
to
a need to
on
eat.
Eating is not the same
yeah.
thing.
There's
sir.
A difference between eating and eating to the point of excess.
We were
okay.
born
the
with that.
The difference between having two plates at the buffet and
there's,
seven.
See, there's his joke, and that's why July 17th,
that's
if I were you, I wouldn't leave
it's
your
the
house.
God's honest truth.
Why don't you stop oppressing me?
Why don't you look in the mirror
why don't
and if you,
you stop
don't like
oppressing
the way you look, change it?
You know, someday I'm going to be given justice in this country.
I'm sure you will.
Until
you're an attorney.
Then,
you'll probably find out how to sue someone because you don't want to be skinny. You like being
saying,
fat.
I'm saying to you, sir, that you are oppressing me and being racist in doing
that. So now fat people are their own race. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you seem to have all the answers. Why
no,
don't you,
you
tell
I
me?
I just asked
you're
you a question.
Next,
can you answer my
you're the
question,
one, you
sir?
You went on Jenny Craig, and now you're an author on all
No,
all
I never went on
fat.
Jenny Craig in my life. I just quit eating stuff that
you, never
you don't
climbed
eat,
on
eat
Jenny
all
Craig.
The time.
Well, I got
you still haven't answered my question. When did fat people become their own race?
We became our own race when our plight was similar to the plight of African-Americans.
It's not
and,
similar.
And
because
to,
African-Americans are born African-American.
Black
you're
people,
fat because you eat too much.
We have been discriminated against the same
oh,
way black people
Oh, get a grip if
have.
You'd lose weight.
Oh, come
I
on, man.
Discriminated
you know,
against
I don't dig
anymore.
This whole thing about having to, you know, this whole idea that just because black folks went through this horror, every jackass out there that's got an axe to grind says, oh, just like the African-Americans, I got a problem. You're not black, dude. You weren't enslaved.
I'm enslaved every day of my life by attitudes like
you're
this.
Not
here's a guy that was fat and decided that the slave master was right. So
the
he became.
Master.
That's right. So you went and did their bidding, Joshua, like a good boy.
Oh, you're
I bet
right.
You got
I did
patted
their bidding.
The
and you know what? I probably
you know
won't
what?
Have a heart attack or diabetes now either.
I'm
huh?
enjoying myself, eating the foods that
enjoy
I want.
Enjoy yourself.
And on
you
July
17th. From a heart attack and you're fat because you like to eat.
July
17th. Don't think that you're going to take it out on society because you can't stop putting the food in your mouth.
You know what I would do if I were you on July 17th? I'd stay in bed.
Because you like being a fat guy.
Stay
okay?
in bed on July 17th.
Whatever, dude.
You say you're not threatening, but you...
You have... You're a house fatty. I'm a field fatty. You know the difference between a house Negro and a field Negro?
Oh, wait a
I'm
second
in the field.
Now.
I'm in the field, and you're at the you're in the house doing the bidding for the...
Apparently, you're not in the field
all
very
right.
much, or you wouldn't be so overweight.
Isn't that funny?
It is kind
guy.
Of funny when you
man,
think about it, isn't it?
You know what? I'm going to be checking all the lampposts and all the telephone poles in town because on July 17th, you might be hanging from one
hey,
of
them. Hey, Roland.
Oh, God.
Hey, Roland, thank you for proving my point.
Yeah.
When right, the
wait.
Words out of your exact
Joshua.
Mouth were, I like to eat because I enjoy it, and that's how I enjoy my life.
I enjoy
so
my life, but I was born that way.
Don't make it out to be society's problem because
you
can't stop putting food in your mouth.
It wasn't a fat man that killed Natalie Holloway.
Oh,
well,
God,
what has
Roland,
that got to do, man?
It wasn't a fat man of
the way you say it.
It was a skinny man that killed Natalie Holloway.
All right,
okay.
Look, Joshua, thank you for your call. Boy, that's a low blow, dude.
A low blow? That guy was making fat crack after fat crack. He couldn't get his Richter scale jokes out fast enough.
How do you know who killed that poor girl if she's dead? 1-800-449-8686. Roland Schwinn. He is an overweight American who says that they are sick of the fat jokes. They're sick of the overweight jokes behind their backs. They're tired of being called a fatty this and a fatty that. And he has made these veiled comments concerning July 17th, all bets are off. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Canada, you're also going to, you said that you're flying down to Hana following that. So you're going to be out of the country for the 3 days prior to and the 3 days after July 17th.
Well, if you're trying to intimate that I am running from, you know, I just want to be clear. Yes, okay, I'll give it to you. I want to be clear of the area for a few days. Because I am only saying this because I happen to be an American who cares about his country. I see the looks on fat people's faces, yes, as they're having something to eat when they look at other people. They know the jokes have been told about them. Well, there comes a time, Phil, when all the jokes just aren't funny anymore. And,
And what?
That's all I want to say. Just, you think that fat jokes are funny? Yeah? Tell me if it's funny on July 17th.
That's a threat.
What am I threatening?
That's a threat, though.
What am I threatening?
Here is Karen. Karen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. And
hi.
Roland,
yes,
what
ma'am.
I'd like to say is I believe it is completely irresponsible to assign a specific date that overweight people will reach this threshold, and you are doing absolutely nothing but planting the seed for these
no,
individuals.
I'm not. I'm letting you know, because of all the fat jokes you've made, that maybe it's time to stop making them.
And you're saying that credible mental health professionals are telling you that July 17th is the day. I mean, I would think as an attorney, you would know that you could make a strong case for the first day of summer, or maybe for the last day of summer, when everything's
well, I wouldn't
still
do
up.
That. I wouldn't do that, because I only deal in facts and what I'm being told. That's why this
well,
date is the date that I'm talking about. If I say the first day of summer, I should have something to back it up, which I don't.
Well, what have you got to back up July 17th?
I have the opinion of a great many homeopathic healers, a great many people...
Homeopathic is not medical.
It is a healthcare professional.
Not a licensed mental health care professional. Do you have the
what do you mean not
opinion?
Yes, they do have... Yes, they have licenses. Of course they do. You can't practice homeopathic medicine without a license.
But they're not a mental health...
It's not a mental health. And you've also said that there are four astrologists who have also signed on to this.
Yes.
That's not science.
Oh, really? If it's not science, why do millions and millions and millions of people around the world check for their horoscope? See, you can't answer that. You know why? Because there is no answer. Hello?
Hello?
the host seems to have died. I don't know what to do.
Why don't you call him back?
I don't know. Mr. Henry, are you there? Mr. Henry, gee, the barbershop went away. My name is Roland Schwinn, and momentarily we seem to have lost the host of the program. So let me go to a commercial break. I'll throw it to the commercial break the best way I know how. I don't really know how to do this. But I will say that you're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. I'm his guest, Roland Schwinn. July 17th, you better watch it. If you've made any fat jokes, brother, it's go time.
You're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Matt, go ahead.
Hey, I just recently turned 18. I graduated high school recently, and all throughout high school and when I was younger, I was an overweight child. I was about 250 pounds, and it caused me a lot of trouble, and I did get made fun of a lot.
Exactly.
But those jokes helped me change my lifestyle, and it actually was a wake-up call.
All it did was it helped you fit in with the people who told you to fit in. That's what it did. It made you stop being who you are, and you became a house fat person instead of the field fat one.
What do you mean, house?
My doctor was telling me that if I don't lose weight, I'm going to get diabetes and I'm going to die before I get old enough to have a good life. I'm going to change my lifestyle and I'm going to lose weight, which is what I did. And I'm a lot happier than I was when I was fat.
I don't have diabetes and I'm fat. See, they lied to you. They lied to you.
I'm happy. If you're happy being fat, that's great. But all I know is that a part of it was depression.
Well, here's the thing, Matt. I'm happy being fat, but the problem is people make their jokes. I'm not happy with that anymore. I'm tired of it. I'm telling people it's got to end, or July 17th, things are going to change, and they're going to change very quickly. And
see, there you go again, man. And you say you're not making a threat.
All I'm saying is that the note of happiness that we were promised by our forefathers...
And that's another thing, that speech you just read?
Yes.
That's actually Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, isn't it?
No, sir, it is not. It is a speech...
Well, every word you used was Martin Luther King's, except you changed black to overweight.
What is he laughing about? What are you laughing at?
I just think that's funny.
Why is that funny?
That's plagiarism. Black... That's kind of against the law, you know.
You think Martin Luther King is going to crawl out of the crypt now and sue me? Oh, come on. I'm saying...
No.
But it makes everything that you say invalid. Like, why should I believe you now? Because now you've just taken every word that someone else wrote and claimed it as your own.
Why not? Martin Luther King was speaking for fat people as well as black people, all oppressed people. And he was...
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He was speaking for black people. He wasn't speaking for anybody else but black folks.
But you could easily say fat in place of Negro.
Yeah, so you take it off the internet and then you say it's yours?
I'm giving it in front of some students. Most students don't know a whole lot about history. The fact is, Martin Luther King was both black and fat. So
get out of here before I freaking... Matt, thank you very much, pal.
Thank you.
Martin Luther King was black and fat.
Well, he was.
Nobody's asking you. I know how you feel about black people and fat people. All right, 1-800-449-8686. And coming up next hour, we're going to be talking to another one of our guests. This is kind of a little bit change of pace, kind of just a change in gears. And the reason why I'm stalling is I can't find my guest list here. Where is it, bud?
I'll find it for you.
Oh, yes, now I know. We're going to be talking to Steve Bozell. Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, California, about the Herbal Essence shampoo commercials. I don't know if you've seen them.